Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound.
Good morning. This is episode one of Vent Break with Vanessa Dion. And I just want to thank God today. I just want to thank my family. I want to thank Blog Talk, Chaos Blog Talk, for this opportunity to just share God and share love and more peace and positivity. And just to, you know, have an experience where we can all grow together and experience this life together. And I just want to start off in prayer and ask God to, I just want to thank God, first of all, for just being who he is, being so great and amazing and loving and caring and just being God himself. I want to thank him for the experiences that we've experienced on this week so far. I want to thank him for where he's placed us in life at this moment. I just want to thank him for what he has to come. And Lord, I ask for forgiveness for anything I may have said, done, thought, or, you know, even said to somebody, and I pray that you, you know, bring change, and I pray that, you know, I grow and learn, and I pray for everyone listening this morning. I pray that we all, you know, gain something. I pray that we all receive something from God. I pray that this touches somebody this morning, and I just want to take a moment for us to just breathe and think about, it's Wednesday. So that means that we've gone through a few days of the week and we have a few more to come. And I just want us to kind of just breathe and let go of anything that has, you know, been, I guess you could say, hindering us or anything that had a negative effect on us this week, and just breathe in what God has in store for us for the rest of the week. I want us to really just, you know, decompress and allow God to just move in this moment right now, so that we can accept the rest of the week, so that we can accept what God has in store for us. So I just want to take like a good 30 seconds for us to just kind of just meditate on God and just think about his goodness and think about, you know, letting go and bringing on what he has for us for the rest of the week. Okay. Okay, so this morning we're really just talking and just, you know, kind of, I'm just working in, you know, just vent break and what vent break is, and just, you know, if I had to pick a topic, I guess you could say, this morning, or what to expect from this show or this episode, my topic would be God loves us as we are, but as we get to know him, there should be growth. Something very simple and something very straightforward, you know. And if I had to pick a scripture, I guess I would say Galatians 5. And the way Vent Break started itself was I went through a depression, a really bad depression when I went to college. You know, I graduated high school and I moved to Tennessee. My family's in Georgia. And I moved to Tennessee by myself. You know, I decided at 18 years old to move away. And my family's very close. Knitted, and you know, I'm very family oriented. So being away from my family in a whole nother state at 18, going straight into college, was the roughest time of my life. Because I was raised in Georgia in the same place my whole life, I didn't know how to make new friends. I didn't know how to branch out. I didn't know how to network. I didn't know any of this. So being alone, being by myself, going through that and experiencing, you know, 18-year-old things, teenage life, going through the motions, it was one of the roughest times of my life. And I'm not saying that God put me through all of this on purpose, but he added purpose to the pain that I experienced. And he allowed my pain to not be in vain. And I thank God for this point in my life, because looking back, that alone time was definitely necessary for me to truly see God, you know, that one-on-one time with God. And I feel like that's where my true relationship with God happened and a shift started. You know, because I was raised in church, I couldn't help but find a church up there. You know, so I started to go to church and actually listen for myself. You know, when you grow up in church, you're there with your family and you're really there because your parents tell you. But that was the first moment I really started to go for me, you know, in that alone time with God, that one-on-one time with God where he had me. So, you know, I feel like that sometimes when we feel alone, sometimes when we get those depressive states where we feel like it's just us, that's where God can really come in and do what is necessary, do his work. We can really begin to also see our own reflection and see where we really are, because it's just us. You know, we're not distracted by other people or becoming the person that we're surrounded by. We are just, it's just us, and we see ourselves, we see our reflection. And God doesn't ask us to necessarily change and then come to him. And he doesn't ask us to, you know, not be who we are and then, you know, we say, God, I'm ready. He gets us in that alone time where we are just as we are, and that's when he comes in, you know, once we allow him and open up that door. And he doesn't ask us to necessarily stop drinking, stop having sex, stop talking how we talk, stop being who we are, and then come. He wants us to answer the call that's already on our life and allow him to do the cleaning and allow him to clean us up. I thank him so much for that moment. I really do. And he wants us to decide right now, like in that moment, I had to decide, okay, once I saw my reflection, once I saw who I was, you know, I want change. I want better for myself. I don't want to be this person. I want love. And God introduced that love to me, and he introduces that love to all of us, that true love, that agape love. You know, that no matter what, that just as we are, you know what I mean? And falling in, we fall in love with God, and we learn what true love is, what God's love is. Once we get that one-on-one time, we're not distracted by the world's opinion on love. We're not distracted by our parents' opinion on love. It's God's love right there. You know what I'm saying? The full force of it. And falling in love with God is what creates that change and what that growth. You know, yes, he loves us as we are, but as we fall in love with him, that's where that growth and that change and that shift begins to happen. You know, once we get that time with him and we begin to realize and recognize the Holy Spirit's voice that leads and guides us into that righteous life that God wants for us, you know, and our old ways start to kind of like detach from us, and we begin to change into the higher version of ourselves, the version that God sees us as and knows that we are, you know, that version that we all aim to be. We begin to become that version that we think we are in our heads. You know, a lot of us, we may think that we are this great person, we're this amazing person, that we give and we do, and, you know, I do this so much for this person and they do me this way, you know, but are we really that person that we really think that we are in our heads? You know, this is the moment where we begin to really reflect and see our own personal reflections in that alone time with God, you know. So I want to encourage people that if you are in times where you feel alone or by yourself, those are moments to really tap, you know, like really get close with God and answer the calling that's on your life. Answer the calling that God has for you and that he's, you know, just he wants for you. You know what I mean? That's what really matters, is that change that occurs, that shift that begins to happen inside of you, that begins to reflect on the outside of you, the reflection that other people start to see. This is where, you know, that change happened, that growth happens, and then people start to notice. People start to see that shift inside of you. That is what is really powerful. That is what really will push other people, motivate other people to change also, you know. That is what will change people's lives and magnify God's love. This is one of the reasons God picks the rejected. This is one of the reasons why God picks the quote-unquote black sheep, the ones that people put to the side, the ones that people overlook or downplay. God chooses the ones that look
like to everyone else that there's no hope, because that's when that shift, you know, when that shift does happen, once that deliverance does happen, it could be nobody but God. So this is also to encourage the ones that feel like, you know, can I even change? Can God even, you know, can I even grow? Can I even develop into this person that I want to be? You know what I mean? God will turn everything that we've been through, everything that we've experienced around for our good, around to show other people. Just love is really the motive. Love is really the center and the core. And love will come from this when, you know, you're really pushing and trying and really want that change and that growth. It doesn't matter your past. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter, you know, what you've been through. God can clean all of us up and make us whole again. And once that growth begins to happen, more love is spread. Yes, God loves us as our own person. He loves us as we are. But with us getting to know him, there should be growth. You know what I mean? Like, yes, he picked us as we were. But as that relationship with him begins to develop, we should see that growth, and other people should see that growth. You know what I mean? It's not about necessarily, you shouldn't look to, you know, for people to pat you on the back or say, oh, yeah, I've seen how far you've come. You know, no, of course, that's not the motive, is to, you know, to get that from other people. But they should still see that there's a slight change, a slight difference in how you walk, how you talk, how you are. You know, because our spirit begins to, like, twine with the Holy Spirit and starts to produce the fruit of the Spirit, you know. And that's where Galatians 5 comes in. You know, talking about the fruits of the Spirit, and which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, being gentle and having self-control. Those things should begin to reflect, you know, the inside, that change that God has put inside of us. That is what should be able to reflect on the outside. You know, and through Jesus, we are made whole. We are made new. That's where that shift happens. You know what I mean? Because Jesus is now, you know, our forefront. Jesus is now the person that we are looking to be like, you know, not our siblings, not our parents, not our friends. Jesus is now our inspiration, you know. And this is all about personal relationship with God. You know, take religion out of it. Take the man-made things out of it and think about that actual spiritual, that spiritual relationship with God. You know, that spiritual, the spiritual part, you know, take out tradition and the ideal, you know, the idea that we have on what we're supposed to be, and replace it with personal. You know, once, you know, we choose to be better, once we choose to want better, once we choose to want that growth, it's about us really learning God's word for ourselves and understanding who he is for ourselves, you know. And that's where I really felt like, you know, that was a really important part of my walk with God. And I just want to help anybody else that's in this place of now what, you know, now I want to change. Now I want to grow. Now what do I do? And that was when I started to really understand God for myself and not lean on my parents and not lean on my church and, you know, people I'm surrounded by. I really got one-on-one with God. That, like, I'm going back to, you know, that alone time, that feeling of depression, that feeling of being alone by myself. I didn't even have anybody. I felt like I didn't have anybody to lean on because I was physically by myself. You know, that's where God came in. You know what I mean? So once I started to learn him for myself, really pay attention in church and take those scriptures and learn them for myself and begin to meditate on his word, begin to change different lifestyle habits, change people that I hung out with, you know, people that I talked to. Once I started to make those lifestyle changes is when also, you know, another point where growth started to happen. So, you know, learn God's word for yourself. Learn what he likes. Learn what he doesn't like. What does he say about you? What does he say to you? You know, what promises can you lean on when you're in a rough time? What promises can you go back to when, you know, you want to backslide? What can you, you know, what does God say? You know what I mean? You're learning of God so that relationship with him can grow, just like any other relationship. Yes, you can say that I want to get to know this person or I want to grow with this person, but if you don't get to know that person, if you don't begin to develop that relationship in, how is it going to ever grow? You know what I mean? So learn God's word. Learn of what he, you know, likes and what he doesn't like. And also focus on learning of Jesus and the Holy Spirit and learning of, you know, yes, we know God, but let's, you know, the other, it's a Trinity. So what about the Holy Spirit? What about Jesus? You know, learning of those things also. We can really see that growth once we make things personal. And we have to allow God to move and work in our lives. We have to allow that, the motion to go. You know what I mean? Because sometimes it can get a little halted. It can get stopped or it can get, you know, put on pause. And even if you have a moment like that where you, you know, you do pause or you quote unquote, I guess you could say, take a break, pick God back up. You know, it's never too late until it's too late to pick God back up. So if this is even a message to somebody that, you know, you already went through the process of accepting Jesus, you already went through the process of wanting change and learning of God, learning your scripture, learning your word, even, you know, you maybe you've already been raised in the church. And this could just be an opportunity for you to pick God back up, you know? And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. God loves us as we are. He already knows your thought process. He knows where you are right now. And he's doing nothing more but pleading for you to pick him back up. And, you know, looking back in situations in life, because everything's not going to be perfect. You know, everything's not going to be a crystal staircase with even with God. We have to still go through life. We have to still go through situations. We have to still go through, you know, hard times. And, you know, looking back, we can now say that certain situations were needed for that growth. Certain situations were needed to really become who we are now. You know, it helped us develop into the person that we are. And trials and failure also create faith and perseverance. We wouldn't, you know where we wouldn't know where our faith lies if we didn't have a test. You know, just like in school, you wouldn't know how smart you were until you had a test. You know, yeah, we may think, you know, as we're learning, oh, I got that. Okay, I got that. Yeah, I understand that. But until we have that test, that's when we really know what we know, what we don't know. You know what I mean? It's the same thing spiritually. You know, we can pick up all these things through life and think that we know now and that we're so strong and that, oh, if I was, and we always create these hypotheticals. If I was in this situation, I would do this. But these tests really test that. Would you really do that? Are you really where you think that you are in life? You know, or are we really ready for the elevation that God has for us? That's where these tests come in at, you know. And looking back, we can say that was needed. That was necessary, you know, for me to become this person that I am, for me to walk into the person that God, you know, called me to be. Like, life with God doesn't mean that all our problems are now gone or that life is now perfect, but God does make life easier. He does smoothen out those rough edges. We're all human. We are all going to make mistakes. We're all going to, you know, fall short sometimes. We're all going to go through real life situations, but God is what gives us that hope. God gives us that bold courage to keep going. And God gives us that a glow as we go through to let other people know that, yes, I may be down right now, but my God is still able, you know. And that is even, you know, situations within our, you know, encouraging ourselves, because going back to what I was saying about that place that God had me in of being alone and by myself, in my own strength, I was weak. I was down. I couldn't, or I felt like I couldn't. That's when I really got close with God, because God had to do something, because in my strength, I couldn't. You know what I mean? So going back to the topic, God loves us as we are, but as we get to know him, there should be growth as we are. Yes, God accepts us firsthand as we are, but there should be growth that happens within the process. You know, I'm not personally the same person I was when I was going through that depression. I got way closer with God, and my faith began to, you know, strengthen. I began to, you know, walk in those fruits of the Spirit. I began to hold that love, that peace, that joy, that self-control, that faithfulness. You know what I mean? So, like I said, we as we begin to understand God, know God, we should grow and develop and become new creatures. We should become new people. And I just kind of want to create this foundation so that we can begin to grow together, so that we can begin our mind, body, and soul, and to, you know, leave. I want us to all leave every Wednesday with new perspective, every single Wednesday. And today, this morning, was just kind of this foundation so that we have somewhere to start, so that we have somewhere to begin, you know, with accepting change and looking in the mirror to see where we really are, looking at our reflection and seeing ourselves for who we really are, not the facade that we put on for other people, not who other people tell us that we are, because they don't really know. Only people that know is us and God. So it's up to you to really be honest with yourself and say, hey, it's nothing wrong with me not being here. It's nothing wrong with me not having this yet. It's nothing wrong with me having full patience, but I want to work on it. I want to strive for better. I want to be better. You know what I mean? So, you know, yeah, like I said, today was just kind of creating the foundation and just sharing what Vent Break is actually about. And I really am a fiend, I guess you could say, for growth and helping people, inspiring people to grow and develop. I really feel like that's my gift. And I just want everybody to, through this, these episodes, through this show, to really begin to just develop love, you know, find this love that is in your heart, because everybody's there. You know, so a lot of people build up these walls and things like that from life, from things that happen in life, you know, but I just want to help tear down that wall. I want to help create an atmosphere where love can live, God can live, where you can live, because we all only have one place to live in, you know, and that's our body, not spirit. You know, I'm not saying afterlife, but right now on earth, we all only have to live in this body. If we have a house, yes, we have cars, but our body is our place that we actually have to live in, and I want us to, you know, purify it. I want to help everybody and me in the process, of course, grow and purify our hearts and our bodies through God, because God is the only one that can really do that. In our own strength, so weak, and we all can vouch for that. Anytime we've leaned on ourselves too much, it never fails to fail. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's the motive of this show. That's the motive of these episodes. It's for us all to grow together, for us all to leave every single episode with new perspectives. And, you know, we're all aiming to be that best version of ourselves. We're all aiming to be that higher version of ourselves. And I want us to all do it together, you know? Yes. So, I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for my family that, you know, encourages me. I thank God for Chaos Blog Talk. I thank God for everything, for life itself, for breath in my body, to move and to just talk and, you know, share this with everyone, to help people grow, to help people develop. I thank God so much. And to close us out, I want to, one, you know, I want everyone to follow Vent Break on Instagram. It's VENTBREAK, Vent Break. And, you know, on there I post inspirational, motivational things every single day to help us all throughout our week. I post every single day videos, quotes, different things on there for, you know, all of us to daily get fed, you know, daily get what we need from God. And I also have a link in my bio where you can take a Vent Break. You know, that's why Vent Break was created, because I was in that alone place, that place by myself, and I felt like I didn't have anyone. I don't want anybody to ever feel like they have no one to run to. One, you have God. And two, if you need to just let it out and talk about it and just need some advice, I'm here. Me and God are here to help you through it. You know, that's why I created Vent Break. So I have a link in my bio, and you can vent anonymously. I won't even know who you are. Once you click that link, you can just type whatever you want to say, go crazy, say whatever you want to say. And once you press submit, it's anonymous. I won't know who you are. That's why that link is created for the specific person purpose. I won't know who you are. Just vent. And if you come check back on the page, you know, probably within a day or two, your vent break will be answered. I'll answer it in a video form, or maybe it's just something simple like a type, you know, a prayer. You can also do a prayer request. I'm there and God is there to help you through wherever you are, you know. And also my DM is open. You can message me if you do want it to get, you know, be personal. You can DM me and I can talk you through it. We can talk on the phone. You know, I can help you through whatever you're going through, wherever you are in life. I can help you through it. Me and God can give you, you know, advice to pull you through wherever you are. If you just need a little motivation, a little inspiration, you just keep going just to my vent break page. Click the link or, you know, DM me and I got you. So I'm excited for this. I'm excited for these episodes coming forth. I'm excited for how many people God will touch, for how many people God will shift in the love that will be created, you know. I just want to impact people all around the world. I want to make a difference all around the world through God and teach him to people, teach his love to people. Because I feel like, you know, our knowledge of God and our knowledge of who he is and what he does for us, just things like that are kind of tainted. They're kind of like misconstrued. So I kind of want to, you know, shift that focus back on what it's really about, which is love. So I thank God today, and just to pray us out, Father God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for another day. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for being so great, amazing, powerful, and being God all by yourself. Thank you, Lord. Please forgive us for anything we may have said, done, or thought. Please forgive us for anything wrong we may have done to anyone or even to you, God. Please forgive us for all the sins we've committed, God. Today, I want to pray and ask that this message really resonates with everyone listening. I pray that everyone got something from this message, God, that they can use for this week to come or even just life. If they never hear me again, God, I pray that they learned of you. I pray that they learned of Jesus. I pray that today they pick the day to start over, start new, start fresh, a new beginning. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for what you are currently doing right now, God. You are so amazing, great, and powerful. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Please, everyone, have a blessed week, blessed rest of your week, blessed week to come, blessed life. I pray that everyone just be blessed and pick every single day. I want you to pick better. Make today a great day. Make every single day a great day. Make it a point to be better than the version that you were yesterday. Be better than the person that you were yesterday. Every single day, and strive to be a better version of you every single day. And always, every day, I want you to make today a great day. Be blessed.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel.